The weather is all right and getting better. The sun is more out than not. The field is in good shape. Ed Darm and his crew do a wonderful job of keeping the field in condition. Whether you realize it or not, a groundkeeper is just as important as a ball player. In some ways, more so, because in these recent rains, it's been the fine work, the almost heroic work of Durham and his crew that have made possible getting in some of these ball games. Now the Dodgers go out to take the field. Bill Postel goes down to coach at first base for Pittsburgh. Goldie Holt down to third. And speaking about the Dodgers, you know they're out to win today and every day. And of course that means that they've got to stay in top condition. You can bet they're careful to eat good nourishing meals, meals that build stamina and muscle for hard playing action. Listen to what Coach Clyde Sukforth says. He said, "Red, you can tell them that you just got to eat properly to keep in trim. And friends, it'd pay you to follow his advice. And you're not eating properly unless you eat the right kind of a breakfast, which should include fruit, bread and butter, beverage and a cereal. And be sure that cereal is a Post cereal." Now, the national anthem. Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA. The sun is trying to break through. The field is in excellent shape. Groundkeeper Ed Durham has done his most able job. Bankhead is on the mound. Campanella back of the plate. Hodges at first. Robinson at second. Reese at short. Cox at third. Gene Hermansky getting his first start is in left field. Head in center is Duke Snider. The right fielder is Carl Fiorello. Pete Castellone getting ready to be the first batter. Castellone has a terrible time getting his name pronounced the way he wants it. It's spelled C-A-S-T-I-G-L-I-O-N-E. It looks like it's an awful tough one. But the way he says the family pronounce it is Castellone, just like O-C-A-S-A-L-O-A-N, Castellone. Sunglasses are being taken out to shortstop Reese. Earlier this week, he lost a pop fly at short, you'll recall, in a ball game with the Braves. Sure, infielders wear those sunglasses. Post Cereals, very happy to have you with us. And in addition to our usual New York audience over WMGM, we are delighted to have all of you through the Columbia Network. Delighted to have you on another Saturday at Brooklyn. Post Cereals, happy to send it to you. And Castellone up there, hitting at 162, 6 for 37. Right-hand batter. Curve is half swung on and grounded foul alongside first. Strike one. Augie Donatelli, back of the plate. Frank Descoli on the line behind first. And Lou Jorda is the umpire on the line back of third. Castellone has been hurt earlier this year with pulled muscle in his leg. Johnny Hopp is not starting at first for the Pirates because of a pulled muscle in his right leg. He hurt it sliding in second base a few days ago. Bankhead, tall, loose, limber, pumps, twists, jerks, throws, and there's a curveball hit high out to left center. Hermansky going over, the left fielder getting, whoop, and he and Snider run together, the ball drops, and Castellone comes into second base standing. Hermansky and Snider kept right on going, and they bumped. Their gloves came together, more sharper than their bodies, nobody got hurt, but the ball dropped, and that's going to be a tough one for official scorer Lee Scott to have to assess an error on, because they both were there. The rule, the unwritten rule, you know, is that the center fielder takes anything that he can get his glove on. And Snider was there all right. Hermansky kept right on going. Gene, of course, has not had a chance to play left field all year. That's his first play out there. Maybe he was just too anxious and kept right on going. Ball was hit very high. Either one could have caught it in his hip pocket, but neither caught it. All right, left hand hitting Tom Saffold up there. S-A-F-F-E-L-L. Bankhead deals. Fastball over for a call strike. And official scorer Scott said, well, you can't give an error on either one. Both men were there. They banged together, so he gives Castellon a two-base hit just now on the fly ball that dropped off the outfielder's gloves. So Castellon at second, crediting with a double. Bankhead in position on the mound, deals. A curve swung on and missed. Strike two. Bankhead hurt a muscle in his right shoulder. Pitching in Chicago, if you'll recall. And told us today that his shoulder is just as good as ever. Saffold hitting at 182, 8 for 44. This is the fourth meeting of the two teams this year. Brooklyn has won two out of the first three. Fastball swung on, a high fly into center field. Snyder under it. Under it. Makes the catch. Castellon bluffs a go over to third, but he doesn't. He stays right at second. Snyder makes a fine throw in. Kind of stepping in, has hit three home runs in his last three games against Brooklyn and driven in a total of eight runs with those three swings. Kind of for the year is hitting a 239. He's knocked in 20 runs this year, seven home runs. Of course, those that he hit against Brooklyn were each good for a case of Post Sugar Crisp. That's the newest of the Post cereals. That's the award for home runs in Brooklyn games. Same as for shutouts pitched. The outfield and left field overshifted into left. Fastball is inside at Kiner's knees. Ball one. I'll tell you how much Brooklyn has overshifted on Kiner. The only infielder between first and second is the first baseman, Hodges. Robinson, the second baseman, is well over on the shortstop side of the bag. Reese, the shortstop, is two-thirds of the way over to third. Cox is back deep. Snyder, the center fielder, is in left center. Hermansky is in the left field corner. Perello, the right fielder, is in right center field. Hodges is a third of the way over toward second base from first. Kiner takes a letter ball over for a call strike. One ball, one strike. Kiner got off to a wonderful start in the spring, reported to camp, great shape. Brown is a berry, and he got hurt just before the season opened, and he's been slow to round back into condition. One out, a man is second, no score. Fastball swung on, it's a high fly ball into left field. Hermansky is under it, and he's got it. So, Kiner is out, high fly ball to the left fielder. Two men are gone, and Nanny Fernandez up for his second time in the National League. Fernandez hitting at 257, 26 hits for 101 at-bats. Very brunette, stockyish, big brown eyes. The sun is coming out stronger and stronger. We had a rather dubious, threatening morning, and of course it rained last night. And the night game had to be called, and that's why this is a doubleheader today. Fernandez, right-hand hitter, open stance, swinging from the end. Right-hander Bankhead's curve is on the outside. Ball one. Just received a statement from the official scorer, Lee Scott, about the double just now, scored for Castellon. Curveball, outside ball two at the plate. The scorer says that in the rules, it is stated that when two players collide, a base hit must be awarded. So that takes the score off of a spot. As we tried to tell you, we didn't know how in the world he could charge an error to either Hermansky or Snyder. They both were there. Bankhead takes the sign from Campanella for the 2-0 pitch. Fernandez probably hitting if he wants to. Curve low outside. Ball three. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Little meeting right now of the Brooklyn battery. Two men gone. First base open. Castellon is the runner at second base. Bill Posedel, first base coach, beating his hands together, whistling. Goldie Holt standing quietly. He's the third base coach. Nice crowd on hand. But there are plenty of seats and people in the neighborhood are still coming. It's the first of a doubleheader. The 3-0 pitch, fastball in there, and it's 3-1. So all you folks that are in the vicinity, just get right on your mules and come right on in. Lower left, upper left, lower center. That area, wide open. Also, the upper stand is in the left field corner before you get out behind the outfield. The 3-1 pitch, curve swung on as a high fly ball into left center. Hermansky, the left fielder, is under it. Snyder's out of his way, and Gene makes the catch for the third out. So the Pirates got a break but couldn't capitalize on it. No runs, one hit, one man left. Dodgers coming in for the first inning. Queen going out to the mound to get ready. Nice crowd on hand, more coming. And you know something, friends? It's creating a lot of talk, this new post cereal, Sugar Crisp. Sure is, because Sugar Crisp is the cereal that has everything. You see, Sugar Crisp is tempting, wholesome puffed wheat with a delectable coating of sugar and honey. It's fun to eat. For breakfast, just add milk or cream and skip the sugar, because this cereal is already just sweet enough. In fact, you'll find Sugar Crisp so good, so tasty, that you'll just be eating it right out of the bag like candy. It's great for nibbling between meals, and every member of the family will love it. Wonderful for snacks, too. Yep, as a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's handy, or eat it like candy. The new Post Sugar Crisp. Look for it at your grocer's in the big cellophane bag with the three little bears on the outside. Reese, Hermansky, and Snyder. That's how they go up against Queen. The sun is now out in full force, and we're going to have a fine afternoon. Just want to repeat again, all you folks in the vicinity of Ebbets Field, you got plenty of time for plenty of baseball. This is the first of a doubleheader. Post cereal bringing the first game. And the batter is Reese. Queen's first pitch is over. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but what the second game will be played under lights. You know, this year, you can turn the lights on to finish a game started in the afternoon. Throw, curveball outside. So you don't have to worry about the second game being abbreviated. If it gets dark and the second game is still going, they'll turn the lights on. Reese hitting 237, swings and has a high drive, deep out into left center field, way back out there. Saffel, the center fielder, going back and makes the catch. Right back up against the concrete wall, about 380 feet away. Put out for the center fielder and one gone.
Number 22, Gene Hermansky.
Gene Hermansky, who's been used strictly as a pinch hitter and has 2-for-5. He's the batter and Snyder's moved out on deck. No score. Right-hander Mel Queen on the mound. Ray Mueller catching for Pittsburgh. Right-hander's pitch, curveball in for a call strike. Rookie Dale Coogan is at first base. At second is the veteran Danny Murtaugh. At shortstop, Pete Casalone, and the third baseman Danny Fernandez. Here's another pitch to Hermansky. Drilled down the right side and through in the right field for a base hit. It's a single, and Hermansky is on. That was a let-out ball. Queen pulled the string, and Hermansky timed it and hit it through into right. Single to right for Brooklyn's first hit.
Snyder
hitting at 310. 27 hits, 87 at-bats. Snyder getting in. The outfield for Pittsburgh. Ralph Connor out in left. Center fielder is Tommy Saffold. And the right fielder is Wally Westlake. The outfield is well around toward right. Infield double play depth. Snyder swings and misses above a low curve. Nothing in one. Queen is pitching here in Kings County. That's the legal name for Brooklyn, Kings County. Throw, high outside, ball one. Some of you folks who've never visited New York, and it's a tremendous city of 8 million, made up of 5 boroughs. Brooklyn or Kings County, one of the boroughs. Queens is another. Both of those are on Long Island. Snyder takes a curve, low, ball two. In fact, a lot of people do not realize that Coney Island is just a part of the borough of Brooklyn or Kings County. But Queens and Kings, those are two of the five boroughs that are on Long Island. Manhattan, New York County, is an island to itself. Throw to first, not in time. It's an island because of the Hudson River, East River, and the Harlem River. Pitch outside, ball three, 3-1. Then there's the Bronx. And that's its name, either way you look at it. And the fifth borough is Staten Island, or the borough of Richmond. Now, let's see. Queen checking first pitches, and it's swung on and fouled off. 3-2. So on behalf of everybody in New York City, to all of you folks listening in on the network all around the country, a warm invitation, whenever you get a chance, come see us here in New York. Look around, check in on all the five boroughs, and be sure that you drop in at Ebbets Field, yeah? Glad to have you. Now, let's see. Big right-handed pitcher, 3-2, and Snyder cuts, and there's a high fly ball into short left field. Kiner coming over. He's got a long way to go. He just does get there. Makes the catch, and Hermansky went all the way to second, runs back to first base, and just does get in to avoid being doubled off by Kiner's throw. Kiner was in left center field and had to come almost back to the left field foul line on a towering fly ball. It looked as though he wouldn't make it until the last moment. But he's a big long-legged guy, and he did make it. Nice catch. And Robinson, the defending batting champion, and last year voted the league's most valuable player, and certainly the most publicized player in many and many a year. Robinson coming up. Reese is up at the plate. He's the Brooklyn captain, and he's taking something up there about ground rules to Donatelli. And Donatelli is now pointing down in the Brooklyn bullpen to Dascoli. The discussion about the ground rules must center about that bench area down there in the Brooklyn bullpen. Time is called on the arbiters. Now Dascoli and Donatelli are pointing out to, Dascoli is pointing out to Lou Jorda, and Donatelli is pointing out to second baseman Danny Murtaugh. Wait, let's see seven. Let's see. Sam Naron runs out of the Brooklyn bullpen and is throwing a ball up against the screen. And apparently there is a baseball or something stuck on the screen out there above right field. And what they're trying to do is knock it off. And you can understand that there might be rather interesting complications if a ball was hit against the screen, dislodge the ball that's already up there, and then you got two balls in play, and which would be which? Boy, there's never a dull day at Brooklyn. So there are a couple of fellows from the Brooklyn bullpen out there throwing at, I believe, a baseball that is stuck in the screen, apparently from batting practice. And they can't get it off. So the umpires say, okay, we'll just have to be sure that we take an engineering eye if any balls hit out there and make certain which one is which. That's an interesting screen. It's a 20-foot panel, a wire screen on top of an 18.5-foot concrete wall, right field. Anyhow, Robinson up. First pitch is low outside for ball one. Mel Queen on the mound. Boy, he did about everything that a pitcher could do at Indianapolis last year. He had a great season. He and Phil Hogstead burned up that leg. Hogstead in the Brooklyn club at St. Paul. Robbie swings a ground ball down through in the left field for a base hit. Hermansky at second base and holds on. Robinson singles through between third and short. Dodgers at first and second, two down. Post Stereo sending it all to you wherever you are. Ferrello, Carl Ferrello, the right fielder, hitting a 267. Outfield swung into left a little bit. Infield up a step and straight away. Queen in position. Deals. And Ferrello swings and doesn't get a curveball. Throw down to first. And let's see. Robinson's caught off between first and second. Mueller throws to first base and Jack is out. Robbie took a big run off first base and he was caught. So he's picked off. That's the way you'd call that one. The catcher to the first baseman. So ends matters in the last of the first inning. No runs, two hits, one man left. End of the first inning. No runs, one hit, and no errors for Pittsburgh. No runs, two hits, and no errors for Brooklyn. Now let's go with a post scoreboard. It's a big day. Chicago is at Philadelphia, and at the end of two innings, the first-place Phillies behind Kurt Simmons are ahead 2-1 over Chicago and Bob Rush. Rush, by the way, has won four, hasn't lost. Simmons has won four and lost one. A doubleheader to Polo Grounds, made necessary for the same reason that this is a doubleheader here today. Rain last evening. So Cincinnati playing two over there. Blackwell is going in the first game. Kennedy started for New York, and Kozler took over in the first inning, and it, let's see. Marty Irwin has just hit a three-run home run in the third inning to put the Giants ahead 3-0. St. Louis playing at Boston. Brekeen for the Cardinals and Spahn for the Braves, and no score at the end of the first inning. In the American League, our scores will be coming in later because of the difference in time. Boston is at Cleveland. That one is on Eastern Standard Daylight Time. Staub's pitching for Boston, Lemon for Cleveland, and no score at the end of half an inning. And that's all we have on that. There's no score here at Brooklyn. The friends talk about the winning score. It's always yours when you begin your day with any one of the famous Post, P-O-S-T, Post cereals. And say, have you tried our newest Post Sugar Crisp? You ought to get hep to that. Wally Westlake, first up in the second inning for the Pirates. Right-hand hitter. Right-hander Dan Bankhead for Brooklyn pitches. Fastball over for a called strike. Brother Westlake is hitting right now at 280. 19 runs batted in. He and Connor provide a very solid 1-2 punch on the Buccaneer club. Out the around toward left. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Throws. Over. Call strike three. Sharper. The Bankhead has him looking. Want to remind all you folks around in Brooklyn again that you got plenty of time to come out for plenty of baseball. This is just the first out of the second inning of the first of two games, and the lights will be turned on if necessary to see that both games are completely fulfilled. That's a new rule this year. Now rookie Dale Coogan is up, hitting at 143. Three hits so far. Takes a letter ball high inside. Ball one. This is a big, strong-looking kid. Was at Keokuk 2 years ago and was at New Orleans and Indianapolis last year. Manager Meyer feels that he still isn't ready, but it's good to have him up here for a while to get a look. Then you send him back to the minors. Then when he does come back to the majors, he will definitely be ready. That's how he feels about him. He's playing right now. Hop has a bad leg. Backhead throw, swung on and missed, 1-1. We're delighted that in addition to our usual broadcast in New York and our Saturday afternoon network broadcast in the United States, they have also with us the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. 21 pitch, call second strike. And all of the men and women in our armed forces all over the world, good greetings from Brooklyn, USA. If I may be permitted a little personal touch, especially to you fellows over there in the occupation zone in Germany, where I had the pleasure of a 10-day tour. There's a swing and a miss to the curveball, and it is strike three. So Coogan strikes it on the curve, low inside under his hands. Two men are gone here in the second inning. No score. Danny Murtaugh getting in. A smart little second baseman hitting at 284. Plays hitters very well. Very brainy little ball player. Oh, it's a pleasant afternoon now. The sun has established itself. Throw, fastball high inside, ball one. Field is in wonderful shape. Ballpark looking just as pretty as a brand new bug. Got a lot of baseball going today. Throw, swung on, grounded down, inside third for a base hit. Cox dives, can't get it. Hamansky coming over to retrieve. Murtaugh around first, coming into second base, and he's got an easy double. So she's a two-bagger, hit inside third and down in the left field corner. Two down, a double inside third, and this is the second hit for the Pirates, each for two sacks. Catcher Ray Mueller coming up with first base open and the pitcher to follow, so it's a cinch that Mueller will not get anything too good to hit at. At the end of three innings, first of a doubleheader, the Giants 3, Marty Irwin, recently recalled, hitting a home run with two on off Blackwell. Giants 3 and Cincinnati nothing. Catcher Mueller, 1 for 11 this year. There's his record over there at New York. The Giants go into Pittsburgh. No score here at Brooklyn. Mueller, right-hand hitter. And a slow runner. Infield is back. Swings at a curve, doesn't get it. Curve on the outside, nothing in one. Naturally, Bankhead would like to get him for the third out, and so he'd have the pitcher as his first man up in the third inning. Have a first open and a matter of second and two down. The catcher will not get anything fat. That's for sure. Dan Deals. Fastball is low outside, almost into the dirt. Mueller refused to chase it. Ball one. One and one. One ball, one strike, two out, a curve swung on, drilled out in the left field. Hermansky going back, and he can't get it. It's in to the lower left field seats for a home run. Boy, he made that one too good, and Mueller really branded it, and it is 2-0 in favor of the Pirates. For Mueller, that's his first home run of the year, and to his home will be sent a case of Post Sugar Crisp, and here he is touching home plate, and it is suddenly 2-0 Pittsburgh. That was an inside curve that Mueller fell away from and hit it like a line drive right out into lower section 30 in the left field stands. So I guess that one, if you ask Dan what happened, he'd say, well, that one got away from me. An inside curve. In other words, you don't do that. You pitch that curve outside. But that one got inside, and Mueller, boy, that was like money from home when you're broke. Well, here's pitcher Queen up there, and he feels a lot better about it now. Fastball high inside. Ball one. Mueller banging the home run. 2-0. Favor the Buccaneers. That's the 24th home run for the Pirates this year. Dodgers at 23. That started even in that particular department for the ballgame. Queen takes high for ball two. I feel back in the right. As a matter, Queen is 0 for 6. Two nothing pitch. In there for a call strike. Fastball is laid it over. 2-1. Right-handed deals. Curve swung on, hit down to short. Reese up with it. Fires over to first, and Queen is easily out. Two runs on two hits. Now Pittsburgh out in front, 2-0. Before we go along into the last of the second inning and the Brooklyn counterattack, I want to ask you folks, do you like to pick and choose? Huh? Well, I expect you do when it's cereals that you're thinking about. Because you're sure to go for that big and choose package of Post-10s. Yes, sir. You know, in Post-10s, you get 7 delicious cereals in 10 individual servings. It's a wonderfully handy package for the whole family because everybody can then select his own favorite every morning. And whichever cereal you choose, well, you've certainly got a treat waiting for you. So get yourself a package of Post-10s the next time you go shopping, here. That's a swell way to get acquainted with those guaranteed fresh Post-cereals. And after you've tried them, you'll know why. It's Post for flavor, Post for freshness, Post for the most of everything good in cereals. Well, let's jimmy along now into the last of the second inning. Ferrello, Hodges, and Cox. Queen, Mel Queen pitching. And ahead now, 2-0. Curve is high for ball one to Ferrello, who was up there at the plate, you'll recall, when Robinson strayed off first base and was thrown out. Close matters in the first inning. Ball right-handers pitches a curve over for a strike. Pitler Jake Pittler. Sugarfooting along there at first base. He's the coach at that point. Milton Starr coaching at third. This is just the beginning of a real big baseball afternoon at Brooklyn. 21 pitch, swung on, a ground ball down to short. Castellon scoops, throws, and follows out by two running strides. 6-3 if you're scoring, or short to first. Big Gil Hodges marching in.
Number 14, Gil Hodges.
You folks in New York got plenty of time to get over here to Brooklyn and see plenty of baseball. First of a doubleheader. Post serials. Sending everybody the broadcast of the first game. Now I got Gil Hodges hitting a 297. I feel around toward left. Curve catches the outside just above the knees before it goes off. Call strike. Mueller giving the sign. There's a high fastball that is swung on and fouled back close to the stands and onto them and out of play. Mueller came running back, gave it a look just to be sure he couldn't get it, and he couldn't. I guess Mueller feels better about things. He's catching his first game for the Pirates, second time he's been to the club. First at bat, kaboom. Well, he hit that one in there, too. Queen deals, and Hodges hits a high foul. This one's also back on the stands. Still two strikes. Hodges, big, strong, strapping fella. Queen, six-foot right-hander, delivers a curve, swung on, foul back. Still two strikes. Gil swishing that wood. Throw. Call strike three. Fastball. He fooled him, but he given him curves. He caught him.
Batting in seventh.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, Cincinnati will be here at Brooklyn. And business manager Jack Collins has just told us there are 15,000 seats at all locations and all prices for tomorrow's game. For Monday night's game with Cincinnati, there are 11,000 seats, all prices. And then there's a night game Wednesday night with the Cubs coming to Brooklyn. 15,000 seats for that. Billy Cox steps up, takes a curve, low, ball one, last to the second. So for tomorrow's game with Cincinnati, 15,000 seats available. For Monday night's game with Cincinnati, 11,000. For Wednesday night's game with Chicago, 15,000 seats. Cox foul tips a pitch. 1-1, one ball, one strike. Cox, who came to the Brooklyn Club from the Pittsburgh team. Cox hitting 261. Right-hand batter. Takes an outside hook. Ball two. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Call strike two. Good curveball on the outside. 2-2. There's a breeze that is blowing in from left field. Not too strong. 2-2 pitch. Curve outside, and it is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mueller gives a sign. Pitch swung on, grounded slowly down towards short. Castellone charges, throws, and just in time, cocks it up. Nice play at short. Nothing across the Dodgers. And at the end of two innings, Posterio sending it all to you from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. It is Pittsburgh two runs on the home run with Murtaugh aboard in the second inning. The Dodgers nothing. Now let's pause 20 seconds for station identification.